joined by the pole sitter for tomorrow's Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway and driver of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, William Byron. William, this is your second pole. The track too tough to tame. You've won at this event before. What did you like out of your car in those laps, and how you feel about your chances for tomorrow?
Yeah, I felt good about it today. I felt like we had a good plan going into practice. I feel like we're always strong here. It's a really good track for our team and myself, and just tried to find a decent balance there to start. We were a little bit tighter than we wanted to be, so we pitted and worked on it and got it a lot better, and finished practice pretty strong, I felt like. So I had some confidence going into qualifying that, you know, we'd have a decent lap at least, and just was nervous about going early. Just felt like going, you know, having a little bit of an earlier draw was not ideal, you know, but it seemed like the track temp was starting to go up as well, so probably wasn't the worst thing, and just really hit one and two well. I felt like I got through the entry to one and up the hill well, and then entry to three was also good. Just felt like I gave up maybe half to three quarters of a tenth off of four, so luckily it was enough, and yeah, just proud of our team. We had a really good week of prep, and a couple tough result weeks, but still running strong.
All right. Well, we'll begin opening up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start all the way in the back with Chris.
Hey, William. Congratulations on qualifying for the pole. You won this event back in 2023. How comfortable do you feel at this racetrack? And again, sitting on the pole now here. Is this a comfortable track for you to race on? Just your confidence going forward.
Yeah, I think this is maybe my best track. I feel like this is just a place I love coming to. I think that ever since I've been here as a driver, I just enjoyed coming down here. It's a tough challenge. I really test you mentally, physically, and off the track. I had a lot of nostalgia coming here. You know, as a kid, it was just the place that I loved seeing on the way, you know, going to Myrtle Beach as a kid, and just dreamed about racing here. So for me, that always, I feel like for every driver, that kind of makes it important to you. Doesn't mean you're always going to be good here, but it's always been an important track, and I think that history and then, you know, parlaying that into having good runs here, it's just kind of had a special place in my heart.
We'll come to Holly up front, and then we'll go to Shane.
Congratulations, William.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you how important getting the pole and starting up front really is here at Darlington. Is this a place where that matters a lot to start?
It probably matters maybe a fraction more than some other places, but still, I mean, it's a long race. But you don't want to, you know, you don't want to qualify here in the 20s. Like, it's a tough place to pass. It can be tricky, strategy wise, and you can kind of get stuck back there. So, you know, this is a place we always try to qualify in the top, you know, five or six, because having that, you know, clean air is a big deal. So, yeah, maybe a fraction more than other places, but you can still win from anywhere. It's just, we've never had the benefit of really having, like, pit stall one here, which is super nice to have. So I'm excited for that, and I feel like that'll help our pit crew, and just, it's just a nice advantage. I mean, these cars are really finicky, so, you know, hitting the balance and just, hitting the lap the way you want it to be can just be difficult. So I'm not surprised, because there's a lot of parity, you know, in the next genera, and especially in qualifying, you can be that little bit off. So I feel like our team, we had good notes from last year here qualifying, and I think that really helped us.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Shane next in the middle, and then we'll go to Clay.
Connect Charlotte Observer. William, congratulations. We're in the pole here at Darlington. Just how cool is it to, you know, you talked about it a little bit, you know, the connection to it, coming down here, seeing it from the perspective of not being a driver or not having a family in racing. Just what does this place mean to you?
Yeah, this place is just very special. You know, I feel like it's always had a lot of meaning. I think my first race here, I ran Ricky Hendrick's throwback team in Xfinity, and that was just really special. We had a good day, and then I think it's just kind of continued. I've had a lot of great throwback schemes, honestly, so that's always made it fun here in the spring or the fall, and then, I think it's just that kind of nostalgia that I enjoy.
Claire next.
Claire Boulay, when and where is the most difficult part of this racetrack, where we spent years talking about how easy it is to get caught up in it, you like this track. What moment, where, what part of the track, and what kind of movements make it scattered for you here?
Yeah, it's just a tricky place. Like, everything, it's changing every year, just that little bit. And I feel like, you know, when they put the patch down in turn two, that was a big difference maker. Definitely had something new to adjust for. And then every time, like, this is one of those places where, you know, when they roll out for practice in Xfinity and I turn on the TV or I look at the racetrack when I come in the tunnel, I'm always looking for, like, little things that are different because, you know, it seems to just age like that. So, yeah, it's a unique place, and, you know, it seems like there's some differences this year. So I'm intrigued to watch Xfinity and kind of, you know, figure out what those differences are.
Tell the fans what it's like to lead the field to green here at this particular racetrack. And you certainly know you may get a strike, but you don't want to get the first one.
Yeah, it's clean air is nice here for sure. It doesn't usually last very long because you catch the back of the field, and, you know, but somebody's always in traffic here. So, but getting that clean air is huge here, and hopefully we can just keep that control of the race.
I'm going to go to Scott here in the middle, and then we're going to come up to the front with Reed.
Scott is Pico Race Face Digital. Congratulations on the pole, William. And we saw a few weeks ago at Homestead, Larson, you know, of course, on the fence, sheared the right side of his car off pretty bad. Now we're at another track where you're on the wall. Do you see that trend kind of continuing where we're getting more and more kind of bouncing off the wall and really turning the right sides off? And was that kind of byplay from Larson and something that maybe you and him or Hendrick has discussed getting on the wall even more?
No, I mean, definitely not discussed it. I feel like this place is way different running the wall than Homestead, although it looks the same, you know, from visually, like you're touching it sometimes here. It's very different, like the way the wall is shaped here and just the effect or lack of here. So it's a different technique. I mean, you know, Kyle's been able to run it well both places, but I don't think it's I don't think they're anything alike, really.
I'm gonna read up here.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. It's been 3.5 years since they repaved the exit of turn two. Is there still a grip strip there, or has it lost its usefulness at this point?
Oh yeah, it's still more grip, but yeah, it's not like you can just run wide open through there anymore, and there's some bump content on the exit, which for these cars is pretty bad, you know, the way that the stops hit in the back. So it just, yeah, there's still more grip there than the rest of the track, but it's not as much, you know, and I think you'll just see it. It's always going to have an advantage, though, because it's the age of it's going to just be offset to, you know, the rest of the track. So, yeah, it's interesting, but I think it's continuing to get some character. Hopefully those bumps don't get any worse.
And we'll close out with Bob here in front.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. Were you happy that it's unusually hot here for April? Because it seems like it's just like it is in May and, September, Labor Day.
I wouldn't say happy, but I'm okay with it. It's definitely going to be warm. You know, I think tomorrow is going to be a test mentally, physically. You know, it's just it's a tough place, and I feel like this weather here just exaggerates – really just exaggerates the track grip, and I think that we've been fortunate a couple times here to run in the spring when it's like cloudy out, and that really adds a lot of grip to the racetrack. So yeah, I think it's just going to be good notes for the fall because it's going to be a lot more similar weather to what the fall will be like.
And so on that, do you view this, how much do you view wanting to win, or do you try anything to learn for the fall?
Yeah, I don't think, like, right now there's nothing set in stone to try, but I think if you have a good notebook from this race, it'll carry over really well for the Southern 500. So that's what I've seen with Darlington. It doesn't change that much from spring to fall in terms of setup stuff. So it's a really important race tomorrow just to get a good notebook for the fall.
All right, William, well, congratulations on the pole and good luck tomorrow.